Hi everyone, welcome to the latest episode of the Social Snippet Show. Can you believe it's been just over a year since the last episode on this podcast? I have to apologise, but man, what a year it's been.
It's the Green Umbrella Marketing Social Snippet Show with Christina Robinson.
In April 2019, there was a bit of a change at Green Umbrella Marketing in that the previous business owner sort of stepped away and I took up the reins, and me and the Green Umbrella team just pushed the business forward from there. And it's been such a fantastic year. We've launched a brand new website, we've had a bit of a restructure, we've streamlined some of our services, we've really gone to town on our internal processes, as well as, of course, our own marketing activities as well. And it has been just such a fantastic time. But there are a few things that kind of slipped through the net, and I think this happens in all businesses. One of those things for me was this podcast. Previously, the podcast was a weekly roundup of what was new in social media and was very, very conversational. It was a bit of a two-woman show. So actually, when we saw that change in the business, I was a bit unsure at first what to do with the podcast and what direction to take with it. And I'll be completely honest with you, I just kept putting off that decision. I just kept thinking, I know the podcast is really, really important, but I'm just going to do these 23 things first. And so all of a sudden, those days turned into weeks and the weeks turned into months. And here I am, like I said, just a few weeks over a year later. And now I'm relaunching this podcast. So in January 2020, I kind of said, right, you know, we're definitely going to do this. I'm definitely going to push ahead. I'd made a bit of a decision in terms of how I was going to have the podcast work. I'd got this vision of doing lots of interviews, doing a chat show style episodes with the Green Umbrella team so that you guys could get to know us all better through the podcast, as well as doing the usual kind of like conversational bits over what's changed in social media. But I also wanted to do some episodes that were essentially a bit like this one, where it was, you know, one of us from the team talking for 15-20 minutes around a specific topic that might be of high value to you when it comes to considering your own marketing strategy. So what I'm going to talk about today is podcasts. Now, it might be a little bit weird me saying this, bear in mind we've just had this massive break, but right now, podcasts are, they're like, you know, podcasts are the new black, if you like, when it comes to social media marketing and digital marketing activities. If you imagine with a podcast that you're able to deliver your message into someone's brain, you know, that is the delivery system you're using. More often than not, people are plugging in, they're physically putting something in their ears to block out the world around them so that they can hear that message from that podcast episode. And that's why I think that it's so, so powerful. It's what's made me so mad that it's taken me so long to kind of get out of my own way. And I hate that phrase, by the way, but get out of my own way and actually just do it with this podcast. I got so hung up on the equipment and the tech and, you know, getting the guests together and the content together. And actually, I did that thing that I tell my clients off for doing. I procrastinated and I made excuses and I didn't just make it happen. So here I am recording this episode now. And like I said, this is going to be the first of many, many episodes. There's going to be a real mix of content that comes up. And I diarised recording this episode. And it's really funny because not only did I diarise recording this episode at this point, I've also like put Friday of this week in the diary as a deadline. You know, I wanted this first episode to go out before the end of May. And, you know, that date has been looming, and all of a sudden I went, do you know what? It's a bank holiday next week. I want this episode to go out before that bank holiday weekend. So it's literally, it's Wednesday today. This episode is going to be edited and it's going to be uploaded onto Podbean that we use to host our podcast, and it's going to be out and hopefully people will be downloading it and listening to it. But it's really timely because actually some news broke, kind of overnight really. So I picked up the news today, but the news actually officially broke yesterday on the 19th of May. And that's that someone who is a massive, massive podcast host, so a guy called Joe Rogan, he's just done a deal with Spotify so that his podcast will, going forward, only be hosted, only be available through Spotify. Now, that might not sound like a massive deal, but it's a bit like someone buying the rights to the next feature film, and they're going to be the only channel that can show that movie. Okay, now this guy's been paid $100 million. That's like 82-83 million pounds is what I saw reported when they kind of like worked out the dollar to pound conversion. That's a massive amount of money, and he's not lost any of the rights to this, so nothing like that's gone on. Literally, they're paying that money so that they're going to be the channel of choice. Spotify will be the channel of choice purely because they're the ones hosting this podcast. I think that's amazing. You know, I was looking at podcasts thinking, okay, but you know, how can we monetize it? How can I use it as a marketing tool? What kind of, you know, what things will I need to do so that I can get people listening to the podcast and turn them into subscribers on the email database, and you know, opportunities in my CRM system? You know, and like, you know, at the end of the day, marketing is all about creating business. OK, it's all about creating those sales and putting pounds in the bank. That's why we do our marketing for our businesses. Well, man, you know, £83 million. I'd love to have that in the bank. So like, it feels really timely that I'm relaunching this now. And, you know, we as a team at Green Umbrella are really kind of putting some thought into how to add value in this podcast for the people that listen to it. Now, there are loads of different ways of monetizing podcasts. And, you know, I really realize that. But the reality is, if you're not recording episodes, you're not going to get to that point of monetization. So what have I learned over the last year, and certainly the last sort of, you know, 4 months, 5 months of planning the podcast? It really is actually, you know, that's kind of the end point, monetizing it. Worry about the monetization once you're up and ready and you're in a pattern and you're getting those episodes out there and you've perfected your process. Worry about the monetization at that point. Don't let it get in your way. Instead, number one, what you need to do is do some research. What other podcasts are there out there at the minute that, you know, do any of your competitors have a podcast? If they do, have a listen and just see what kind of stuff are they sharing? What's the style of their podcast? Okay. Number two, think about your target audience. Who do you really want listening to your podcast? Okay, and then think about, what do they need from you? What can you give them? What value can you add? What message can you put into their brains that will educate them so that they are able to implement things in their business to make it better, or allow them to understand how they might need something in their world that is essentially what you offer? You know, so really think about that. And then I guess really thinking about, you know, how you can make sure that you're delivering those messages in a way that people will want to hear. So, you know, for me, you know, what my plan is that, you know, maybe once a month, twice a month, you'll get an episode like this, which is essentially me talking to myself. Birds are in the background today, but they might not always be. And I will just be talking to you about one particular thing that I think is quite important, that could be just a really valid information point or opinion piece about something related to being in business or the marketing world in general, your marketing strategies, that kind of stuff. You know, on a regular basis as well, We will take the recording from the live lunch show that we live stream on Facebook, and you'll be able to listen to that through the podcast as well. We'll also look to carry out some regular interviews. So they're kind of like more conversational things that you can listen to as well. They'll always have a marketing spin. But what I really want through those interviews is to actually have people on the show that are using the strategies that we think you should be using, and people on the show that are really experts in some of those strategies. You know, I love the social media piece. I am all over LinkedIn strategy, all over Facebook strategy. I do a lot of email marketing. Like I said, you know, we're doing the podcast thing now as well. But actually, you know, am I a specialist in podcasting? I wouldn't, you know, it's something I can deliver for you, but is it my actual area of specialisms? At this point, probably not. And I wouldn't want to sell myself as being a specialist in that at this point. I think it's really important to stay in your lane. So those bits of marketing where I think actually it might be useful for me to be having a conversation with one of my peers and talking about that particular element, I think that's going to be useful for you. So I'm going to look for interviews like that. I'm going to look for interviews with business owners and business leaders who are implementing the strategies that I coach our clients to implement, to find out actually how are they working for their businesses, and, you know, different types of business as well. You know, hopefully along the way, as these episodes sort of gain traction and that kind of thing, I can tap into some of the contacts I've got as well, and maybe kind of get some, you know, almost like some influencers on the show as well, that can really talk to you about how they've built up their followings and their communities, and talk to you about their areas of specialism as well. Because actually, if I'm following these people in order to help me make my business better, and sort of, you know, talking to them in a mentorship capacity as well, then why would I not want to share that with you and bring you some value that way? So, like I said, you know, that for me, that there really is, there's those key elements to putting the podcast together. Think about who you're going to target, think about what those people need to hear and what you can deliver to match that, and then think about the format in which you can deliver it in. Okay, they're the three key things for you to think about before you decide whether or not launching a podcast is going to be right for you. Once you've done that, there's, you know, there's technical stuff to think about, equipment and you know, hosts, and how are you going to get it out everywhere, you know, and actually there are people that can help you with that. And, you know, we've got people within the business that can advise you on that, and our contacts will put you in touch with. But like I said, you know, that initial piece, thinking around the content, that's the bit I'd love to be talking to you about and helping you with, and getting your feedback as well, because it might help me with planning episodes for us in the future too. But like I said, the reality right now, when I look at the stats in terms of how many podcasts there are out there in the world, if you compare it to something like, you know, Facebook pages, you know, how many Facebook pages are there in the world versus how many business podcasts there are? It's massive. Actually, you know, podcasts are a drop in the ocean. So if you've got, let's say you've got 20 competitors, okay, maybe only five of them have got a podcast, but 20 of them have got Facebook pages, 20 of them have got LinkedIn presence, Twitter presence, you know, probably 15 to 18 of them have got Instagram accounts. You know, there might be a few with TikTok accounts, although that's probably, you know, probably on the same level as podcasts in terms of it not being a massive ratio. So again, getting on that podcast journey now, I think it's kind of like, it's almost a first mover advantage. And when I say almost, there's a very specific reason for that. The podcast that Green Umbrella has, actually started in about 2014, something like that. Might have even been longer. I should really check that fact. And podcasts kind of had a wave of popularity. They sort of came into being and were really popular. And then loads of people had podcasts. And then all of a sudden, like, the listeners started to drop off. The downloads dropped off. And to be honest, it was because video was becoming more and more into the forefront. We were starting to see these YouTubers appearing and the whole episodic content via YouTube. And then we had YouTube on Facebook, video on Facebook, video on LinkedIn and all the other social media platforms. And because everyone was talking about video, podcasts sort of started to drop back. And to be honest, that's when we decided to, put a pause on the podcast for the time being, because for the effort at that time versus the listens we were getting, it just wasn't in sync. So we said, okay, we'll take a break from it. We started it again in 2018, doing a weekly episode that was like a roundup of social media news. And it really was that kind of show style format where it was me and another person talking about what was happening news wise in the social media and marketing world. And again, like I said, when when Julia left the business, I kind of thought, I don't know what to do with this anymore. And that's why we've had that pause. Now, in that time, podcasts have just really, really come to the forefront again. And, we've kind of had that second wave. And I would liken it to almost like, fashion trends. My youngest daughter's 14, and I'm kind of looking at some of the stuff she's wearing and going, actually, do you know what? I remember wearing stuff like that in the, probably the early 90s. And my, some of my aunts and uncles and even my grandparents sort of making jokes and, laughing at me because some of the stuff I was wearing, because they had worn that 10, 15, 20 years earlier as well. It's those fashion trends that keep coming around. And I almost feel like the podcast thing, it's a trend that's coming around again. Facebook came and it's just sat there all the time. And don't get me wrong, it's grown exponentially. But even when we had things like Cambridge Analytica, it never went away. LinkedIn has never gone away. Twitter kind of, it's died off a little bit, but it's still there. Instagram has just grown and grown and grown. These things, all these social media channels, they've kind of been here and been here to stay. Video's just grown and grown and grown, and there's no signs of video going away. Podcast, however, like I said, it kind of waned like a fashion trend, waned like a trend, and then it's come back again. Okay, you know, like Bitmojis, there was a massive trend with the whole Bitmoji thing and it disappeared and now it's come back again. Now, whereas I think stuff like the Bitmoji, the cartoon avatars will disappear again, and we'll just, every few years we'll see them, there'll be the next trend and they'll reappear, they'll disappear. I actually think podcasts are very, very much here to stay. It just fits in with life so easily now. I'm recording this in the middle of the COVID-19 lockdown, but actually, realistically, I'm still listening to podcasts in the same way I did when I was, grabbing the tube through London or on a train for 2 hours getting, from home to Manchester and stuff like that. I'm still plugging into my ears. Those earbuds are going in. I'm hitting play. Can't, totally tuned out of the world around me, listening to these voices in my head that I've actually put in my head through choice and taking on board that information and feeling like I'm getting to know these people I'm listening to on a very personal level and, feeling the trust that I have in these individuals build because I'm listening so intently to the messages they've got to share. So I guess I should probably wrap this up. This is the problem with doing podcasts this way. You get to a point, you think, right, how do I end it? I've kind of run out of things to say now. So I'm going to leave it there on that note. And hopefully there will be one or two ramblings within this episode that are of use to you. And like I said, I'm really pleased we've relaunched the podcast now. And I look forward to being the voice in your head very, very soon.